There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And the good thing about this podcast is we flambé it tableside.
Oh, lovely. That's a good one.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the Off Menu Podcast.
Welcome, Ed Gamble.
Welcome, James Acaster. And welcome you, the listener.
Whoever you may be.
Whoever you may be, we like you very much, dependent on actions.
Absolutely. We don't stand by everything that you do. I don't think that whatever you do in life, Ed and James approve of this.
Because we don't. What we approve of is you've downloaded and are listening to this podcast. That's it.
We approve of that.
Yeah.
That's a given.
Yeah.
Anything else.
James, where subjective. Are we?
We're in the Dream Restaurant, and we're going to welcome a guest in a minute and ask them what their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish and drink are.
And more broadly, we're in New York City.
Oh, yeah, sure, we're in New York City. Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
We're
in New York City right now.
We're in an America. Office on Wall Street.
Oh, we've been allowed in an office on Wall Street. I feel like Leo DiCaprio.
Yes, the actor. You're right, mate. You got a cough?
It's in Wolf of Wall Street. It's like a big scene in it. Matthew McConaughey.
Today's guest is...
Amy Hoggart.
Amy Hoggart, wonderful comedian, writer, actor. I've known her for many years.
You have. You did a wonderful TV show with her called Almost Royal. Do you remember that?
I do indeed. Almost Royal, one of my most favourite parts of my whole career, I'd say.
Such a funny show, Ed, if I do say so myself.
And you've watched it. That's why you say that.
Yeah.
We played brother and sister, and we went around America pretending to be part of the royal family. It was a lot of fun.
Georgie and Poppy Carlton.
And it's wonderful to welcome Amy here. She is also on Full Frontal with Samantha Bee.
Yep.
And her own TV show.
Very, very exciting stuff.
It's very exciting.
But even though... she's got all these fantastic shows, and even though you're very good friends of her, I'm afraid, Ed, if she says the secret ingredient, I'm going to kick her out the restaurant.
We've got to kick her out the restaurant. Hey, look, I'll back you up, man. That's the rules of the podcast. No matter how friendly we are, she got to go.
Yeah.
And the secret ingredient this week is bitter melon.
Now, we had this last night. We went to Mission Chinese in New York. Wonderful restaurant.
Fantastic restaurant.
So good. One of the dishes had bitter melon in it. I loved the bitter melon. I was eating it loads. Even there was some bitter melon in our drinks, some little circles of
bitter
melon.
It was raw in the drinks.
Raw in the drinks.
But it was cooked in the dish, which was lovely.
Yes. I loved the raw bitter melon. Thought it was great. You and Benito thought I was insane.
Well, I was backing you initially because my main aim while we're here in New York is to push Benito to the edge.
Yes.
So... Benito was saying, I don't want to eat that. That's disgusting. Why are you eating that? And I was like, shut up, Benito. I can eat it. And then I ate some. And it tasted, for about an hour afterwards, like I'd been sick. I'd vomited. It was like acidic vomit taste.
It doesn't taste like that to me. It tastes absolutely... I love how bitter it is. I love that deliciousness.
And by the way, I just want to clear up any confusion, because this happened to a friend of mine when we were very young. He saw on the menu they had the drink, bitter lemon.
Yes.
And he ordered bitter lemon, and then when it arrived, he cried because he thought he'd ordered a bit of lemon.
Well, I mean, for a number of reasons, ridiculous.
Yeah.
A, crying because you don't get a bit of lemon is insane.
Yeah.
But also, ordering a bit of lemon.
Yeah. Yeah, mad.
And thinking that any restaurant would phrase it that way.
So
a bit of lemon.
This is not a bit of melon.
No.
This is a bit of bitter melon.
Yes, a raw bit of bitter melon.
That is a secret ingredient. If she says it, she's out on her
ear. Even though I love it.
But now let's hear the off-menu menu of Amy Hoggart. Welcome, Amy Hoggart, to the Dream Restaurant.
Thank you.
Welcome, Amy Hoggart, to the Dream Restaurant. Would you like an amuse-bouche?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
Wang over.
Absolutely.
And what is it this time, James?
Peas in a pod.
Peas in a pod.
Oh, nice. I love peas.
Yeah.
I better remember that for all the food stuff in a minute.
Do you love peas?
Amy loves peas.
One day, I ate mushy peas 3 times and then I had peas for dinner.
What?
On my way back from a festival. No one could believe it.
On your way back from a festival?
Yeah. Like, I ate mushy peas at the festival.
So they served mushy peas at the festival?
Yeah, it was like a, you know, breakfast thing.
Yeah. Breakfast
I don't
peas,
know.
Right.
I can't explain it, but I ordered it. And then we went on, like, a ferry or something. It was on the Isle of Wight. Went on a ferry and then mushy peas on the ferry, I had some. And then we got to a service station and I thought it'd be funny to get them again just to make my friends laugh.
Yeah.
And then when I got back, Mum had made peas for dinner.
Just peas?
With other stuff.
Yeah. I mean, is incredible.
It's a lot.
And you, just to think, Amy, you were worried about coming on the food podcast because you didn't think you had enough food-based material.
I mean,
the first food that's mentioned, you've got a whole anecdote about.
Whole anecdote at the time you ate loads of mushy peas and then peas.
Yeah, that's my only food story.
Well, thanks for coming on the show.
Or expand on it. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Very exciting. James has only started doing the amuse-bouches recently.
I really like it. It went very well from my perspective.
And every time he does it now, I can see him suggest the amuse-bouche and then panic because he's not thought of what it's going to be.
Mm.
Did you have it pre-planned?
No.
Oh.
I did not know I was going to say peas in a pod. So it was amused even to me. I was amused by it.
You were amused by it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But worked out quite nicely.
It did work out well from an anecdote perspective.
Yeah, straight into the mushy peas anecdote.
You didn't say mushy peas. Now, that being a mousse bouche, I really, really, really like.
Yeah,
you love them.
But I just tweaked it a bit.
I wouldn't have thought that you would like mushy peas.
Why?
Because...
Amy's immediately on the offensive.
Yes.
She's really gone for you.
I mean, we don't know each other very well. Obviously,
that's true.
You and Ed, brother and sister, it's fine.
Yeah.
But I...
Obviously.
I don't really know you very well. But when I've been around you and you've been eating food and talking about food and talking about your day-to-day routine, sounds very healthy.
Right.
And so mushy peas is what I would not... I would not regard it as that, but I guess it's a bit of a... It is a healthy food that you've kind of cheated and made it... It looks like it's unhealthy, but it's actually quite healthy.
I don't know if it's healthy. I mean, it's peas, but, like, they add stuff.
They add stuff, but I don't even know if it... Is it peas? Because sometimes it's like...
I've just realised I've got 2 more mushy peas anecdotes.
Yes!
What?
So the first one is...
That was just impossible.
You know Edinburgh Fringe Festival?
Yes.
I find it very stressful. Very stressful. Because it's an unpleasant time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so one thing that got me through the last 2 years was if I couldn't sleep in the night or whatever...
Oh, no.
I would get up. Maybe just any time of day, actually, or night. If I was stressed... I would comfort eat mushy peas out of a tin from Lidl.
Out of the tin, cold.
And that would relax you, would it?
Oh, my God.
With salt.
So if you were a bit sad, you'd eat mushy peas out of a tin and that would make you feel okay about your life?
No, it didn't make me feel better.
No. That would have really made
you
spiral.
I mean, it probably happened like a few times, but one of my friends came up in London just because I was struggling and I said, this is my weird habit, one of them, and she did it too and she really liked it.
So you dragged your friends down with you?
Up, yeah.
You inspired her?
Yeah.
So she wasn't like, oh, my God, I do that too.
No, she was like, that's rough, but I'll do it with you. Like, you know, we're in this together.
Who's
and
this?
Then she liked it.
Who's
Joanna.
This person?
Joanna Fleck.
Joanna Fleck just does whatever you say. She came up from London because you were having a bad time.
Yeah.
So she just dropped everything and came to London and came to Edinburgh.
She
that's
really
very nice
loves
of her.
And then she ate some mushy peas with you because you were doing it.
Yeah. I don't really do that anymore.
Right, so that's... Anecdote number one. That's number two from the Promise 3 mushy peas anecdotes.
Yeah, the other one's actually quite sad. I don't know whether to tell it, but it was when I moved.
The last one was sad, by the way.
Yeah. All three of them. I'd say the first one wasn't happy.
No, I like the first one because you were eating it to make your friends laugh.
You're trying to make your friends
was
laugh.
Was Joanna Fleck one of your friends on the trip from the Isle of Wight?
Oh, yeah.
She was. That's good to hear, though, because otherwise I would have hated
tell
it.
Tell a lie, she wasn't there.
Oh, she wasn't there. Back to sadness again. Fleck's only around for the bad times. Yeah. That's what's sad, is that you don't involve Fleck when you're having a laugh.
No, she doesn't get a good Amy.
So, Mushy P anecdote number three.
It's sad. When I moved to the States, I was really worried about it because I didn't really want to come. Sorry, America. And my boyfriend at the time was trying to be caring and sweet, so he made me mushy peas. But it was just like peas and cream.
What?
Which is not mushy peas. So the one I remembered it was because you said, is it healthy?
Peas.
It's creamy peas. It reminds me of the Far Show, cheesy peas.
Cheesy peas.
Which I wouldn't eat.
No.
No.
And, but I didn't have any food the next day, so all I ate was creamy peas.
Oh, so you did eat them.
You did eat them.
The
didn't
house.
You?
Yeah.
That's to remind me of a pea anecdote.
Good.
When I was at school...
The gift that keeps on giving.
When I was at school, so probably quite young, I was probably maybe 7 or 8.
Yeah.
In art, a project we were given was we got given loads of different coloured crepe paper and a paper plate, and we had to make our favourite meal that our parents cooked us on this thing. And I panicked, and I couldn't think of anything that my mum cooked me, so I made cheesy peas.
Farshow.
But I didn't know. This was pre-Farshow. I was very much an innovator.
Uh-huh. I don't know, but anyway. We'll
but it didn't. I had to screw up loads of little bits of green paper and stick them on individually, and then they tried to hang it on the wall and they all just fell off. And I just put a sheet of yellow over the top for the cheese sauce. And I told my mum I made cheesy peas and she went mental.
Why? Because she reflects badly.
She was like, it reflects badly. It's like, yeah. And also, around that same year, you had to write a story. And I wrote a story about someone being on a treasure hunt, and then every time they thought they found the treasure, it was just like a box of empty vodka and gin bottles. So my mum was like, they think I'm an alcoholic who cooks you cheesy peas.
That doesn't sound good.
They'd connect.
Yeah, it would connect.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Connect that together.
Do you often eat from tins? Because we've travelled together a lot, making the show Almost Royal, and we'd arrive in a new place and we'd go shopping and buy some food. Quite often, Amy would buy just a tin of pumpkin.
A tin of pumpkin? Pumpkin, like, what do you mean? Like pumpkin pie mix?
Mm. I don't know
pumpkin
why.
Pumpkin pie filling?
I like basically, pumpkin a lot. But why? Nice. I don't remember. There was one period where... this reflects badly as well. I bought a little mini blender.
Oh. Yes.
Because you can get sick of hotel eggs.
Yeah.
Buy a mini blender, and that's... I would put pumpkin in a smoothie, during autumn, and we often shot in autumn.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
And I was, when I'm working, I'm very meticulous about what I eat. I'm quite, like, obsessed with the energy. I think you are too.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, diabetes, poor sod. Yeah, you know, it was, like, a healthy start.
Yeah, we were pretty healthy doing that,
I
think.
Friends.
Yeah.
That's
two healthy friends, James.
Two healthy friends together.
Yeah.
It's not what my relationship with Ed is like.
What do you do together?
I'm like the little devil on his shoulder.
Yeah.
You're there.
Really?
You're the nice poppy little angel on his shoulder, and I'm evil little devil going, Ed, come into this place and eat some cake truffles with me.
So today we went to Milk Bar.
Yeah.
And we bought a box of 12 cake truffles because we thought it'd be lovely to share with our guests.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had 4 records today, including yours, and only one guest has had a cake truffle.
I mean, I would love a cake truffle. I should say to the listeners off the bat, I'm gluten intolerant. It's not a diet. It's a very specific health thing. I've had it for 12 years. It's legitimate.
Yeah.
I just can't eat a cake truffle.
You do
today.
Need to say that because...
It really embarrasses me. It's my top least favourite fact about myself.
What, being gluten intolerant?
Yeah, one of the least favourite facts about myself.
A few others you want to throw at us?
There's the whole pee thing.
That doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I said it really quickly.
Because you're properly gluten intolerant, right?
I'm not celiac, like, this is so boring, but traces would not kill me, but it makes me very ill.
Yeah.
And it makes me extremely depressed as well for a short space. There's nothing that would make me risk eating it.
Yeah. You enjoy food, right? But you're not, even, are you bothered about it?
Be honest.
Well, I'm shy about it because I thought, immediately when you asked me, that will be a dreadful episode that I wouldn't want to listen to. I do really like food. I like eating, but I'm not a foodie. Like last night, can we talk about it?
Yeah.
So we go to a foodie place. It's in New York. Mission Chinese, mm-hmm. is that the name?
Yeah.
There's nothing that would make me go if it wasn't for the fact that... And I wouldn't have gone, it's just I wanted to be with you.
Yeah. uh-huh. But you wouldn't normally bother?
No, I mean, the chairs, what the booth was heaven. I said it's like getting into bed.
Yeah.
It felt incredible.
That's what you liked most about it, right?
That would be my top takeaway. The food was lovely, but honestly, if we'd gone and... I mean, we could have gone anywhere.
Yeah.
And I'd have been as happy. It is delicious, but it's so serious. It makes me feel like under pressure.
No, I get that. I totally get that. Well, I get very serious about it.
Yeah, you're very serious. Because I've spent a lot of time with Ed.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've ruined food for you.
I believe so.
Interesting.
I never ate mushy peas before him. Yeah. You get very serious about it. Like, we got there, the reservation. There was a bit of drama.
Always.
You're hungry and you're tired.
Yeah.
I know this, man.
Yes.
And then at dinner, like, the waitress wasn't doing it to the speed that you were...
Well, she just fucked off for ages.
...expecting. It was fine, though.
Yeah.
And I can see that. And then also, I have this personality trait where I want everyone to have a good time. I want everyone to be, like,
yeah,
upbeat.
Sure. Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm like, no, I like the speed, you know? But it's, yeah, and you didn't like the bathrooms, I didn't. That was my low, and after I left.
Yeah, you did leave. Pre-check.
Pre-check. Now,
yeah.
The Brits don't know this, but there's an app called Venmo. You can pay your friends.
No way of proving that.
Well, let's start with taking the order now.
Similar watches.
Yeah.
We should cut that.
No, keep it in. Georgie and Poppy have similar watches. Don't like me calling you Poppy?
Don't mind. I don't mind if
Can't
I'm with you.
Can't plan on doing it all the way through.
I don't mind if I'm with Ed.
I don't mind being aligned with the character of Georgie Carlton from Almost Royal because he's nicer than me.
He's very nice, Georgie Carlton.
He is. I had a weird moment during filming once. I'm sure I told you that. I think I'm just such a fantastic actor that I'm in character so
yes.
much.
Yeah.
But I was with Ed as Georgie, and I looked at him, I turned around and I went, I thought in my head, I love Georgie. I love him. He's the kindest man. He's so sweet. He looks after me every day. He's heaven. I never thought that about you, but I like you a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, I'm
a
fine. Lot. But Georgie's great.
Oh, a big Ed fan, but to a reasonable degree.
Yeah, fine.
Yes, but Georgie's nice, and you'd rather be with Georgie.
I think he'd do more for me.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
I don't know what you do for me.
Nah, no, very little.
That's true.
But Georgie.
Yeah. So, still a sparkling water.
Still.
Never sparkling.
It just tastes a bit off and it ruins your tooth enamel. Got to be careful. You'll never grow it back.
So right, that's interesting. This is the stuff I was expecting.
Yeah.
From this guy. Yeah. Oh, my God.
The mushy peas completely threw me. And this is like, yeah.
It's a little... I like... Americans drink seltzer all the time. It's so... Uh-huh. And I also... one of my big food things is I worry all the time about the environment and like the ethics of it, which is so boring. Again, it's going to drag this episode so far down, but I like there's just seltzer everywhere and people like just get through cans and cans and cans. I'm like, it's going in the ground or the sea. Having said that, at work I have about one a day. Flavoured one.
What flavour?
So,
because we can get you that. It's the dream restaurant. I think
But it's not my favourite drink, and also it's going to disrupt the flavours of the food. We've got to keep it neutral.
This doesn't have to be, this isn't your drink selection. This is you hacking the water.
Yeah. I'm going to get a filtered still water.
A filtered still water.
My friend Sam told me that normal water is bad for you. I don't know.
Normal water is bad for you?
Well, it's just not as good. Oh. And like, if it's a dream restaurant, get it filtered.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
Otherwise, I drink it.
Yeah.
What do you want it filtered through?
A filter.
Yeah.
If I may.
Yeah, nice charcoal filter, maybe.
Yeah.
That's cool. Because it shouldn't work, but it does.
Does it?
I don't know, Ed. I don't know, but it's like... If I saw someone with the charcoal in their filter, I'd think we'll probably get on.
You think they got their shit together?
Yeah.
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 All their enamel intact?
Yeah, enamels everywhere.
I just think it looks dirtier.
Yeah, but I like that. Big, how's it working?
Big bit of coal in your water.
Yeah.
But it's your choice.
It's my choice,
so if you want a charcoal-filtered water...
You can have a charcoal-filtered water.
Yeah. Pop-lums or bread? Pop-lums or bread?
I love...
Poppy! Pop-lums or bread, Poppy?
Poppy-doms or bread?
Poppy-doms or bread, yeah! You still got it. Georgie Carlton wouldn't say that.
No, he would actually.
He would say he would like it, wouldn't he? But he'd say it in a different way. A lot more self-conscious, wouldn't he? He'd be like...
And then he'd say something about his friend wanking him off at school or something.
Yes.
That was very much the go-to.
I'm a massive poppadom head. And I have a pop...
not a phrase.
At least one poppadom anecdote, if you're interested.
Yes, very much so.
Absolutely.
I just love poppadoms so much. They're tasty. Mm-hmm. And I think they're like crisps, but they've got more going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really like curry. And I think that growing up in London, like, it's just such great curry. So I miss that a lot.
Are there no good curry places in New York?
I've never found one, but I also don't know, because I just feel like it's all about the immigration patterns, and there's just so many more South Asians in London.
Yeah.
And here, I would eat more food, like, I don't know, Italian food and, like, Mexican food and whatever. So then I go home and the first thing I want is a curry. So I realised, as in, like, a few years ago, why do you not eat Papadoms more, Amy? Because you like to eat them so much. So then I, like, started snacking on them a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, one day, I used to take myself on writing retreats. I only did it 2 years but in a row, but I was like, I'm going to always get an Airbnb and, like, take myself off to write for 2 days. Really nice. So I go, but I had to do a food shop, and I always think I eat less than I do because I'm only little, but I can pack it in. So anyway, I realised I was really hungry. I basically ran out of food and started to get hungry, but I also had no transportation. So I had to walk back to the nearest town along a river, but I have a fainting tendency.
A fainting
and
tendency?
I hadn't eaten enough.
Right.
So I passed... Well, I knew I was going to pass out, so I knew I needed just to get close to the ground. So I sat by a tree and, like, came to. And then I got into town and I went to a co-op. And I ate a packet of Papadoms in the rain outside on my own. And then I went back and bought more. And then I went back to my apartment and did some writing.
That's the saddest writing retreat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because if I'd bought more food at the beginning, I could have just ploughed through and had a good time.
What were you writing at the time? And did the fact you'd eaten a packet of Papadoms in the rain influence the project at all?
It took a lot of time out. It's not like a Papadom story now.
Yeah.
I've never written this story up, but...
When you came to, did you not kind of go, what time is it? What's going on? You just went, on to the shop.
I don't think I fully lost consciousness. It was just like, I would have if I'd not sat by the tree on...
Okay.
And then I went on to the shop.
And then ate the Papadoms in the rain.
Yeah.
Do you want anything with the Papadoms, like a chutney, or would you like them in the rain? We can make it rain in the restaurant.
Really?
Make it rain in the restaurant, if that's what you want.
Yeah, bring me a little tray of...
Rain?
A little wet tray. Just a little sauces.
Uh-huh. You know, the bits, the normal
chutney,
bits.
Chutney, the mint...
Yeah.
Yeah, the...
Yeah, yeah.
I've been out of England so long, I don't even know the names.
That's how it works, is it?
Tasty.
You know the names.
I know the names.
You know the names, don't pretend like you've forgotten England. Make us sad.
Sadder than you already were from a horrible story.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard some very sad stories so far.
I feel low. I don't know what to tell you.
It's a very depressing episode.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
Oh, Ed loves it. Georgie wouldn't love it.
Georgie would be very sad.
Georgie would be like,
you'd be giving me a hug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Changing my ways. The next story I tell is going to be uplifting, and I'm going to come across very well.
Okay.
Okay. Your starter.
The problem is, it was going to be Papadoms. It literally was. That's why I lit up in the face when you started talking about Papadoms. I'll pivot.
You can have more Papadoms. We're not going to stop you.
Let's have a curry starter.
Okay.
Because I love curry.
Yeah. So
but
what sort of
it's
thing?
It's going to be hard,
do you mean
it?
Like a traditional starter in a curry house, or do you mean like a little mini curry?
A mini curry, yeah.
That's baller.
That's
is
great.
It?
That's
is that
great.
Uplifting and cool?
I admire it a lot. Yeah. I worry, though, that you've forgotten the names of all the curries.
Sog paneer.
Because you've been out of England too long.
Sog paneer.
Sog paneer.
Yeah.
To start.
That's really weird, isn't it? Yeah.
No.
No. That's not weird.
Isn't it?
I don't think
nice.
So.
Yeah, it's I love great. It. I love sog. Starter. I love paneer. I don't know what to tell you.
Pop them together.
Well, that sounds like the perfect dish for you, then.
Yeah, it's got my name written all over
anything
it.
That you can just sneak more cheese into, I think, is a good...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what we're needing is... I don't like it when the cheese is runny.
Okay.
It's got to be, like, nice, sort of dry, salty spinach, and then chunks of cheese.
And then chunks of cubes of cheese. Yeah, call it a day.
Was there anywhere back home that was, like, your favourite place to go and get a saag paneer?
We used to have a favourite curry house, and it closed.
Oh, sad story again.
There we go. There we go, burnt down, something like that.
And then now I've got a new one called Tangawizi, and it's near my family home, so we'd go at Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Because you get sick of Christmas food, and then you go there. And
curry is the best antidote to boring
absolutely.
Christmas
exactly.
food. Yeah.
And also, there was a nice local story about how, this is ridiculous, but it was either Brad Pitt or George Clooney. I think it was George Clooney, but... Brad Pitt has also been to Twickenham because he went to the Whole Foods and everyone was really excited. But anyway, George Clooney was at the Tangawizi, which is really weird.
The bicycle shop.
Yeah, yeah. No one could believe it with Angelina. And I don't know, but it was like they'd rented somewhere near there and it was talk of the town. They'd gone to the Whole Foods. So that's why I'm confused. Like, why would Brad Pitt and George Clooney end up in Twickenham? But I'm pretty sure it's George Clooney went down Tanglewitzies and they made him wait.
They made him wait?
Yeah, but in a nice way, and he was very nice about it.
Yeah.
Him
yeah.
or Brad Pitt, probably him.
Yeah.
Do they have a picture of him on the wall now in Tanglewitzies?
No, it's just they don't care, and I love that.
Yeah. So also, that's what's good for you, is you can go in there and they're not going to be...
No.
You're not going to get papped in Tanglewitzies? Give,
like every other restaurant, they treat me just like a normal person.
Hold on a second. Sort of roll back. Do people call it Halfords?
Oh, shit. What do you call it?
I was going to say Halfords, but I didn't want it...
Halfords, yeah. Oopsie.
But was that... The people called it Halfords.
Amy's been out of England for
a while. I'm so sorry.
She's forgotten
Americans
the name of
would call it. No, I don't know. It's probably Halfords. I've never been.
You've not been? Even Brad Pitt goes to Halfords.
Even Brad Pitt's going there with Angelina.
Yeah, no, I've been loads. I love it at Halfords.
So do you want the Saag Paneer from Tanglewitzie?
Yeah.
And they do a good one?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Do you want Clooney sitting on an adjacent table?
Doesn't bother me.
No, he doesn't need to
do you want to see Clooney waiting at the door because we've made him wait?
Yeah, because I took the table.
We can make him wait for the whole meal if you like.
He was so nice about it. I don't mind him waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he doesn't mind.
Clearly not.
It's fine. Do you want it in one of the little like silver dishes that you get in a curry house with the little handles on the outside?
Yeah.
Nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I do. Oh, yeah. It's so nice.
Yeah, it is good.
Tasty.
Your main course.
Are we going to?
I have
stick?
Thought about this.
There you go.
What are you going to be
are
sick?
Are we going to stick to the Indian theme?
No,
is what I was going to say. I didn't say, are you going to be sick?
Yeah. You're gonna be sick. I was thinking about this because I was like, any meal ever. So on a it's Sunday today for the listeners. Thinking about the days. If I'm in London, me and my brother will always go back to my mum's house, and Sunday nights we always have a roast, but I've been doing it my whole life. So I think, honestly, away from home, I would choose a Sunday roast.
Yes.
At my mother's house, yeah.
Take us through all the elements that make up your dream Sunday roast.
So in this
and
ideal
all
restaurant...
all the tragic stories with each element.
I would love to have chicken, but in this dream restaurant, no animals were hurt or died.
Right.
Okay.
But you still want chicken.
Yeah, but it's done so that it's not had an impact on the environment and it's not an animal.
Right. So it's a...
Because it's a dream restaurant.
Mm.
So it's chicken.
Yeah.
But it's not an animal.
Yeah.
I'm trying to work out how we could make
but
this
it's
happen.
Like magic.
How about this? So it doesn't have an effect on the environment. So
yeah.
We can kill and prepare it on another planet.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. An alien chicken.
An alien chicken.
Yeah.
And it's evil as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then it deserves to die. Is that
yeah.
And I will enjoy
chicken.
Eating it.
Yeah. But it's tasty.
It's tasty.
It's a tasty, evil alien chicken.
Yeah.
Okay. So we do chicken.
Yeah.
Roast chicken.
Yes.
Crispy skin.
Yeah, but I don't like skin that much because the top's nice, but underneath it's like flappy skin. It's like a blister.
You mean on the like
the underside of a chicken skin is like a blister to me.
I could peel it all off.
Well, you can have it then. Are we eating together?
Yeah, if you want me to pop in.
I'd love that.
I'll pop
James?
In and...
No, thank you.
Okay, cool.
I'll pop in and suck the bottom of the chicken.
Yeah.
Well, I'll eat the top of the chicken skin and
all
you
right.
can have
yeah,
the
Yeah, perfect.
Under...
I'll just have well, the
under... The wet bit.
The thin chicken the... skin. How are you... You're
I'll
the top
have to nibble
the
and then pass over.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll suck the bottom off the chicken. And then
we didn't
you can
say
have the crispy
we
top.
Hope we wouldn't feel sick.
Yeah.
I feel awful.
No, I definitely feel sick. George Clooney's not sticking around for him.
No, he's gone.
If he's seeing that going on, he's going to be out the door.
And I get that.
What else is with the roast? Because you've done a clever thing here, picking the roast as your main, because we're going to come to side dish in a minute, but included in a Sunday roast is side dishes.
Yeah.
So what else is with your dream roast?
So I'm a side dish woman. I love side dishes. And often if a restaurant has...
Side dish woman.
She is a side dish woman.
Thank you.
Yeah. She orders multiple side dishes.
Oh, she's a popping on my head and a side dish woman. I understand.
Yeah. Is it arrogant to say stuff like that?
No.
Not at all.
That's not what we're laughing at. It's that it's how easily these just roll off the tongue with you. It's so funny. Yeah. I'm a popping on my head, first of all. And also, I'm a side dish woman, so...
It sounds like I've said it loads.
Yes, it does. It sounds like that's how you identify and how
like
you've always
Twitter
thought of yourself.
And you've gone through life saying that out loud loads and not looked at anyone's reaction when you've said it.
Yeah.
There you go. That's not a phrase.
I've immediately left the room.
Yeah. Oh, I'll have another one. I'm a popping on my head, of course. Anyway... Yeah.
I'm a mushy pee-aholic. And,
so yeah, in a restaurant, I'd offer if I can tell the side dishes are amazing and the I think the mains will pale, I'll just have side dishes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think that's a good. I can't do that.
Why?
It feels weird, but I think I should be able to do it because I think it's a good idea.
Mm.
Here's another thing that illustrates my attitude to food is that when I once went to Venice and, you know, the food was just a lot of gluten and I chose the fun of the restaurants and the ambience and everything and just got, like, beans and potatoes on the side. It didn't bother me at all.
Yeah.
I just had nice evenings. I'm a side dish girl.
Yeah, you
So we're just having a lot of sides and my mum will do a lot of vegetables, so obviously peas in their pure form.
Of course, yeah. In many ways, the chicken's the side to the peas.
100%. Yes. Yeah. And I will keep coming back for more peas. Yeah. Like, everyone's finished eating and I'm just still at the peas.
Because, in case you've forgotten, listener, Amy's little, but she can pack it in.
She can pack it in. She's little, but she can pack it in. And you keep on getting those peas.
Just keep the bowl near you. I know my brother's not going to touch it. He doesn't like peas.
Not a pea fan.
He's not a pea fan.
Oh.
And with gravy and some salt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gravy and the peas?
Yeah, I pour the gravy on the peas.
Okay.
Gluten-free gravy.
Yeah.
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
How are you
She'll
doing
the roast them with coconut oil. It tastes fantastic. Oh. And red cabbage, probably.
Yeah.
With some apple in that. I really like it.
Oh. My mum does an excellent cook.
I haven't finished. Oh, she's the best. She's the best. She's the best. Sorry, I thought you were cutting me off. She makes this thing called mélanger, and it's like aubergine.
How does she do that?
Mélanger?
Yeah, I think I'm pronouncing it right. With a bit of white wine in a pan, she just simmers it for ages with herbs. She does this other thing. It's got another foreign name. It's like grated courgette that's like baked in the oven with some egg white. Oh, flavour town.
All this is on the side of the roast chicken.
Yeah, I mean, she's not done it that many before.
Yeah.
But it's dream restaurant.
It's dream restaurant.
So you don't
even
need the chicken. I'd happily just live off that.
So hold on. Do you want this chicken or not?
Or do you just want a collection of sides?
Maybe let's just do the sides because then we don't have to make anything an alien.
Then I don't have to. Yeah, you don't have to make anything an alien.
Forget alien.
I don't have to suck the bottom off anything.
Yeah.
George Clooney could happily watch now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's staying.
We'll just go with all those sides and then. Are we taking a side order or are we just doing loads of sides?
I think I'll take a side order on top of that because your mains are all those sides. Your main is all those side dishes that you'd normally have for a roast dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then your side dish is something else. I think that's fair enough.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough.
Well, I've already had spinach for the starter.
Mm.
So I can't go down that road again. Maybe roast potatoes.
Interesting that you didn't include that with the sides.
Yes. Yeah. Very interesting. Normally that'd be the first ones to be included in a roast.
But you got to mélanger before you hit roast potatoes.
Never
I truly
before.
Forgot about this.
Mélanger got a look in first.
Yeah. The aubergine's chuffed for itself.
Yeah.
Years of being ignored before roast potatoes. And then it thought it had a look
Suddenly.
In and it turns out it was a sexy emoji.
Oh, yeah.
It was
That's not why I like it.
No.
No.
I should have said that at the top. Mélanger emoji.
That's how you know.
Yeah.
I think this guy wants to come over and have some mélanger.
Yeah. I'm going to simmer.
Be right over.
I can't wait for my mélanger. Oh, my God.
Is that what people do? Just text the aubergine emoji and come over?
I don't know if they just immediately go over.
He's coming round.
I don't think it's like the bat signal. But, like... I think it's definitely the only emoji that currently exists for a boner.
Mine doesn't look like that.
No?
No.
James?
Should
it?
Huh?
James?
I don't not like to kiss and tell. I haven't been kissing my own dick.
Yeah.
Sorry. That sounded like it.
It is good to know that.
Yeah. Would that you could.
Oh, if I could, if it looked like an aubergine, then I could.
Yeah.
I'll be smooching it all the time. Mélanger.
It'd be mélanger by the end of the
year. Mélanger.
So roast potatoes.
As your side.
As your side.
Yeah, but do you know what? With roast potatoes, I have a weird eating habit with them. Like, I don't like the powdery shit inside. Like, the powdery potato bores me.
You don't like the potato?
Yes. I like the edge.
So, for your side dish,
it's like crisps.
In this scenario, you would like us only to give you the outside of the potatoes and completely take that the middle fluff out.
If you could gut it, that's good. But otherwise, I will.
Well, yeah. I mean, that sounds like a threat.
Yeah.
You know,
no, we
can
do that. It's a dream restaurant. We wouldn't let you do that
Thank
yourself.
You, yeah.
We will roast you some very crispy potatoes.
Yeah.
and then we will cut all the edges off, and that's what we'll give you.
Thank you. Okay? It's like potato skins, isn't it?
Yeah, but crispier, right?
Yeah, crispy. Mm-hmm.
Sort of like chips.
Crisper up.
Yeah.
Or poppadoms.
Yeah, or
yeah, a bit like poppadoms. Absolutely.
So that's good. So you've got the sides from the roast dinner, and mm-hmm. you've yeah. got the sides of the roast potato.
Thank you.
That's how much of a side girl you are. It's a side of a side.
Hey, I'm going to say that's this side. Now. This is the meal of a psychopath.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel dreadful, but I think I knew I would. Like, yeah. my friend Nathan once said that. The food I eat makes him feel sick. Like, people right. have commented before. People do comment on my eating habits.
Right.
Quite a bit. And I get self-conscious. Like, my old roommate would always go, well, can I just look at what's going on in the bowl? And I'd say, no, keep your eyes out. Yeah. And she always looked. And then her mum came over and she started looking while I was eating. It was yeah. mayhem.
What stuff that you were eating at the time did they not approve of and did they not like?
What was in the
I
bowl?
I can't remember, but it was...
Start, let's look in the bowl and you were like, keep your eyes out.
I was freelance at the time, uh-huh. so I was always buying stuff and putting it in the fridge and then mixing it up.
Right.
Okay, now... The, you being freelance, there's absolutely no relevance yep. to putting things in a bowl and mixing them up.
Yes, not an excuse.
You know, we're freelance. Yep. I've never thought, oh, fucking hell. Okay. Another day of being freelance, time to mix everything I've got in the fridge in a big bowl.
Yeah.
Okay, Ed.
Tell everyone else to.
I see your approach. I'd just go down Sainsbury's or wherever I was, and I'd buy hummus, and I'd buy lentils, and I'd buy spinach, cook up some brown rice. Olives.
Are they all in the same bowl?
Just stir it up. Mm-hmm. Sauerkraut.
Right.
Peppers. Cheese? I don't know. Put it... And then yeah. I would just be... I'd get creative. I let it happen. And then I don't want you guys looking at it. I'm
yeah.
private.
Yeah, you don't want anyone's eyes in that yeah. bowl. That sounds like an absolute mess.
Does it not sound tasty?
Oh, I'd eat it. But in yeah. a private moment,
yes, thank you.
You don't want
yeah.
anyone to see that,
right? Yeah, it's yeah, a private
yeah, yeah.
meal.
Yeah, it's a private meal.
Yeah, it sounds like crazy poke.
Yeah,
what does that like. Mean?
Yeah, poke.
The poke bowls.
Where it's right. Yeah, if you've got brown rice and then you've got all this other stuff and you're just putting them all in
yeah.
a bowl together,
yeah. yeah, yeah,
it kind of sounds like a similar thing to poke.
Freelance poke.
Freelance poke.
Yeah, where you just like whatever you can get your hands on, and then it all goes in the bowl with the brown yeah. rice.
That's not right. part of my dream meal. That's just my
no.
reality.
No.
Yeah, that's the freelance reality.
Yeah, yeah.
When you register as self-employed with HMRC, you know, you just send them a picture of your big mix-up bowl.
Yeah.
And they go, yeah,
but it's blurred because I don't yeah. want them to see it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's all pixelated.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I want to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you were up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but yes. My wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that. And then I forget about it. And then on the day, There's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AURAframes.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
So your drink?
Yeah.
This will be interesting.
Will it?
Well, I'm expecting it to be like, I would like a pint of beer, but only the froth. Or something like that.
That sounds good, a little spoon.
Just the froth on its own.
Yeah.
And you'd like, maybe you'd like it filtered so that all the bad stuff comes out of it.
Yeah. Charcoal at the bottom.
Just some pure water at the end.
I am a froth fan because...
There you go. A froth fan.
A froth fan. A sides woman.
And a poppadom head.
I used to work in a cafe, and you know when you get a compliment and it goes to your head? You guys know.
look at what we're doing.
Absolutely.
You've had a few compliments in your time. I would make the coffees and the cappuccinos, and I got really good at frothing, really good. And everyone was complimenting me about it, so I started frothing more and more and more. So then it was like... some coffee, loads of froth, but the froth would be like half the drink in the cup and then it's towering above, so I'd have to carry it and no one could drink it. And they'd always comment, gosh, it's a lot of froth. And I'd be like, thank you. And then, because I didn't drink frappuccinos, they're not for me, so I didn't know that's not what you want.
Thought you found your calling. To froth it up.
Thank you.
And if someone ordered a latte, I'd always be a bit disappointed. Like, do you remember we did Footlights and I wrote a whole sketch about
coffee
and everyone's orders and none of the references were anything anyone else had noticed. It was just things, it's just for me.
Yeah, you played a coffee lady.
Yeah. It wasn't very funny.
I loved it.
So I do like froth, but I'm not ordering it tonight because I think it'd just be a red wine. A very rich one. If I go somewhere with a nice cocktail menu, I'll peruse it because I know you must, but I just want a red wine, a nice red wine.
Right, yeah.
I still fall for it,
what do you mean?
Menu. Yeah. Like last night, I ordered that cocktail and it was fine, but
It was bright blue
and I feel like it should have said on the menu it was blue. Bright blue.
I did say it had blue Curacao. Did say it had blue Curacao in it.
Well, I didn't put two and two together there.
Wasn't it margarita?
Yeah,
it was like a riff on a margarita, it was blue. It looked like toilet duck.
It did look like toilet duck.
And when it arrived, I just thought,
doesn't taste good.
No.
Does a job.
Yeah? Hey, what's a freelance gal going to do?
Clean a loo.
Clean a loo?
I don't know what you mean by that.
I thought you were insinuating that you had drunk toilet duck before.
No.
The ironic thing is,
I have bad taste, but I'm not.
If you drink toilet duck, you end up making the toilet more dirty.
Yeah, you have to duck it yourself.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. I thought, don't get rude, Amy. Just because you're talking about food, it's not going to get rude.
No, food doesn't have to be rude. A lovely red wine.
A lovely red wine. And I had dry January. I broke it for Brexit, out of solidarity with my country.
Yeah.
And I was really happy to get back on the red wine.
When you say you broke it for Brexit, that was the 31st of January.
Well, Brexit was like 11 p.m, so I thought, because I started it in London, so I actually did the full 31 days to the hour.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
How often will you have a lovely red wine?
What do you mean, of a week?
Of a week.
Oh.
Is it just with meals out, or?
No, I don't know. Sometimes I think maybe I should work it out to see if I drink too much, but just so that with friends.
You
I don't
drink at home?
My own. No, I wouldn't drink on my own. But I would drink if I had people over or with my flatmate or whatever. But someone told me that it stops you from sleeping, so... And I do sleep badly sometimes when I've been drinking, so I try to switch to a whiskey. But you have to know a lot about whiskey to drink it.
Do you think?
Yeah, because they ask you which one do you want and you can't say one from this local.
I think with anything, you just get one you like and then you sound impressive when you ask for it.
Maybe I just need to do that.
Yeah. Do you like scotch? Do you like bourbon?
I don't know yet.
Oh, right, okay. Mm.
whatever whiskey it is I have, I notice and go, oh, that is different to the one I had before.
And then immediately forget.
And I immediately forget.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I've done that because I did whiskey tasting and I went to one of those places in Tennessee where they like take you through it. Very boring. Very, very, very boring. Yeah. It was the thing to do there.
Yeah.
But it was so dull.
Was it like, you know, the Jack Daniels adverts when they talk for a really long time? Yeah. Telling all the stories about old Jack?
Yes, yeah. There's a lot of story behind it and like it all sounds really delicious, like oak panelled and aged and stuff and
see,
smoky.
See, I'm a sucker for all of that. I would be like, even though my brain would be going, this is so boring. The other half of my brain would be going, oh, interesting. That's
really?
So great. Yeah, trying to get on board. I went on a tour of the Brooklyn Brewery.
Yeah.
And the lady, this is so good, the lady had her eyes shut for most of the talk.
What do you mean?
She was talking to us about the Brooklyn Brewery. I don't know how long she'd been there, but she had her eyes shut and she was just going, I'm just going to get this out of the way now. I don't like beer. And she must have mentioned that like 4 or 5 times that she didn't like beer. She's like, but you guys like beer. That's why you're here. This is how we make it.
Unbelievable.
She did not give a shit about beer.
Why was she working there?
She'd get her a job.
She'd be a great guest.
Yeah.
You could get her on the pod.
Yeah. Get her on the pod.
Get her on the pod.
But that's fine. Like, the tour is like 10, 15 minutes and then there's a bar. It's what you want. You just want to drink it, really.
Yeah, that is really
a bit of preamble.
Yeah.
Foreplay.
This is the opposite of this podcast, like quite torturous for people. Making people talk about food they like and then going, see ya.
Goodbye.
And then you've got nothing at the end.
No one's got anything. You guys didn't even come on a drink or anything.
No.
You bought cake stuff.
You bought cake truffles.
Yeah, so inconsiderately bought you something that you can't eat.
It's fine. But you did know that, Ed.
Yeah, I bought them for the whole day for the guests. And...
But can you eat that?
Yeah, I've eaten one. Gave some insulin.
Okay.
You know that, Amy.
Yeah, but you'd break it if it's really good, right? So it must be something you wanted.
That's good. This is from Milk Bar. Cake truffles from Milk Bar. Absolutely delicious.
I would like to eat that.
Oh, we've got some.
I can't eat it.
That'd be a good episode.
Yeah.
If you just popped a truff.
And then... Oh, you
what
don't want to know.
What would happen?
Well, I would get ill.
Yeah.
Would you like...
But how explosive
would
it be?
What noise would you make?
It's more sick. It's more vomiting.
Okay. Talking about bodily reactions.
Okay,
last night you told me something about what you and your family do now that I really wanted you to tell James because I thought he'd enjoy it.
Don't throw me under the bus like that, because the reason we got onto the topic of it was that we were talking about how... Because I was saying I'm worried about coming on the podcast tomorrow. Uh-huh. I'm not a foodie. I think it's me and Dot Epp.
Yes.
And then I was saying I can't even pretend to be cool because Ed knows me. And we've spent so much time together. And then I was explaining how I know everything that Ed eats. Like, I heard a rumour that you'd gone vegan, and I thought, why didn't I know that? Like, I didn't like...
Yeah, I did it for a bit, but you didn't like that you...
Lou Sarnes told me, I'm thinking, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you were worried that there was something happening in my diet and you should be across my
I
diet.
I felt like,
Yeah.
It felt not like a betrayal, but it was like, okay, well, that's what you think about later. And so Edward, we'd know each other eating. We knew each other's routines a lot.
Normally chicken salad, by the way.
That's a gluten-free thing, yeah.
You both ate chicken
salad. We both had chicken salads a lot.
I find that humiliating.
Go on.
It's just basic as it. And it's bad for the environment.
Tell James about your family farts.
Well, I was just going to get onto the fact that first, so you look bad first, that he would text me about his farts.
Yes.
I don't know. Hands up, I don't remember doing this.
But you told James. James already knew the story and I told him.
And I don't remember. I don't remember that. Explain what I did.
Corroborate me.
You told me, so you had already told me and Benito about the time you ate so much barbecue and then you went to bed and then you farted all night long and then when you left the room you felt really bad because you're like, that's just going to stink of farts
forever.
And the cleaning thing has got to go in and that's never going to go out. And then you told us that on the way to meeting Amy because you were telling us stories from the road of Almost Full. And then I was talking to you and then you were Ed once texted me saying how much he'd farted in his room after this barbecue. And we were like, we've just been told that story.
Yeah.
Clearly that's like his best anecdote.
I don't remember texting you about it.
You texting me a lot. You were like live texting.
But I don't remember doing that. But you know, I hear that back about myself and it makes me think, what a great laugh I am.
Yeah, I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
Cards on the table. I thought, this is fun. It's fun to know.
It's fun to know that
you're don't mind knowing what's going on with anyone's body. I love to know.
You know, we were all on the road together.
Yeah,
Why not let each other know what's happening
tell
with the
Tell me what's going on.
Mm-hmm. With the old anyway. Pool.
However, I'm struggling to see what this has to do with your family, Amy.
So something that I find really funny living in America is that people think Brits are so nice and polite, and I think we're very disgusting.
Mm.
And someone once told me that he thought me and our mutual friend, Sam Martin, were disgusting women because we were rebelling against our upbringing, but I was brought up disgusting.
Uh-huh.
So my family are quite gross. You wouldn't know to meet us, but if you were to come around for Sunday dinner. So we'll have our roast and then we'll sit, we'll watch a Poirot. We'll laugh uh-huh. around with the cats. We have a laugh.
Laugh about with the cats?
Yeah. Like, we just have all sorts of cat games.
What? What?
Like, we have one where I get under a blanket with a cat and then we have a race to see who gets out first. It's always the cat.
You're the cat?
Yeah.
When you say we have a lot of funny cat games, that sounds like just you.
Well, my brother will get the blanket, sort the blankets out.
Okay, yeah, yeah, sure. Okay, yeah, yeah.
We just have fun games like feeding them stuff and...
Oh, that's no, that's just
owning a cat. We also like hold them up to tickle them, like...
Yeah.
My brother will hold the cat up and pass it around, we'll play with its tummy.
The whole family all just tickle it?
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we tent them, so like if we're watching TV, we'll like tent them. So they...
Tent them?
Like if you want a cat to stay on you, these guys will stay on you. You cover them with blankets, so they like call it.
You trap them.
Trap them. Yeah.
Yes.
So we're having Weigh a nice down. Time, and someone's gonna fart. You know it's gonna happen because of all the veg.
Yeah.
Because of all the veg.
It's mostly
all the,
likely
all the
to be my
happening.
Brother, but it could be me and my mum.
Uh huh.
And so me and my brother have this new thing now, where if anybody, if anybody else farts or burps, we take credit for it. So if someone farts, I'd be like, I'm so sorry, everyone. Because it's very, very disconcerting to have someone take credit for something that's disgusting that you've just done.
Yeah.
And it's as though you're like showing off.
Yeah.
So if someone burps, I'll now automatically be like, hey, sorry about that. Yeah. That was me. It's just a game.
And it's a game?
Yeah.
And your whole family doesn't know?
We decided this Christmas, and me and my brother couldn't believe how funny we found that. Like, that is unbelievably weird to do that. And then we were just playing around with it. I got back here, told a few people.
Yeah.
And now it's taken off.
I know. Yeah, it's taken off.
It's a thing.
It's the hottest craze in America.
It's so funny to me, someone doing that, particularly me.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't think that I would don't take credit for your fart.
It's one of my favourite sentences on the podcast. It's so funny to me, the idea of someone doing that, particularly me.
Yeah.
I regret everything I've said already.
Good.
Everything.
That means it's been a good episode.
We're coming to your dessert now. Oh, what was that noise?
It's just difficult being gluten-free.
Yeah.
Sure.
My friend Leo calls me glue-cutie.
Sorry?
Glue-cutie. His wife's also gluten-intolerant, so he calls his wife a glue. Glutey cutie as well.
A glutey cutie.
Yeah.
I'm glad he calls his wife a glutey cutie.
Yeah.
Because it would be awful if he called you a glutey cutie.
And not his wife. Glutey cutie,
but not his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was gluten intolerant.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
She would then immediately get suspicious.
Yeah.
Be like,
yeah.
Why is she a glutey cutie?
Yeah.
And I'm not a glutey cutie.
Why is that woman so GC?
You shouldn't be called a glutey cutie, though, because you can't have glutey.
There's a problem with it.
Yeah. You should be a non-glutey cutie.
Well, we'll go back and say that.
Yeah.
I don't like this guy.
Well, you literally just met him.
Huh?
You just met him.
Oh, well, that explains it. He didn't make a good first impression either in that room. I was like, this guy seems like the kind of guy who gives nicknames that need over-explaining.
Or just don't make sense.
Yeah, nonsense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
I'm going to have it out with him after this.
Do it.
Go in there and
we'll do it in the middle if you want.
Who's a glutey cutie now?
And he's going to love it.
So your dessert? Not a gluten-based dessert?
No.
No?
I would go for... Can you say something generic, like a gluten-free this?
You can say whatever you want.
Because often gluten-free stuff's usually bad, but some desserts work better if it's like almond flour, like a brownie is really nice. Uh-huh. Yeah, so I would probably just have a gluten-free brownie. Call it a day.
With almond flour.
Yeah.
Call it a day.
With almond flour, yeah. You know what does really great desserts but reflects really badly on me?
Go on.
This restaurant called Cafe Gratitude in LA. I know it's bad.
It's had shout outs on the podcast before.
It's hell, but I'll never go to LA and not go there.
Uh-huh.
Because it's fun, it's a laugh. And the food is good for me.
Be honest with me.
Yeah.
So this, you're saying it's fun, it's a laugh because they make you do all that thing saying like I am grateful or whatever to order the thing.
Right.
Do you think that's fun and a laugh, or are you using that as a defense mechanism for the fact you actually really like it and the ethos behind it?
Yeah, you got me.
This is the thing, is that I find it with a lot I'm not saying this about you.
Okay.
But there's definitely a lot of Brits who move to LA or New, and they actually really get into it. But because we're British, we feel that we have to be apologetic about it. And like, I don't like it. It's really stupid.
Yeah,
it's
like,
stupid, actually. And then you go, do you love it? Like, yeah, I love saying, I am powerful, please. Or whatever.
Yeah, and then they ask you the question of the day and you do think about it.
What and what sort of things do they ask you as a question of the day?
They'll be like, what is your sense of purpose or something?
Yeah. And what the fuck?
And I like, because I am already like that. Like, I have that new age hippie side to me. But because maybe it's a British thing, I'm very cynical about it as well. It's my ongoing tension.
What sort of desserts do they do there?
They'll just do a lot. Everything's gluten-free. And it's a lot of, like, cake, but it's, like, chocolate and nuts and shit like that. And coconut or whatever. I can't remember a specific one, but I remember going and just with a lot of people and ordering all of the desserts and eating all of them. And then I saw Alicia Silverstone and she smiled at us. It was like really the best night of my life.
Well, we can make that happen in the dream restaurant.
Yeah, I'd love it if she smiled at the end.
So we can get you a coconut, nut and chocolate cake from Cafe Gratitude. And then Alicia Silverstone's going to walk in. She's going to breeze past Clooney.
Yeah.
And she's going to smile at you.
Flip him the rod.
Yeah. He's still waiting to get in.
Yeah. Poor guy. Yeah. James was really worried, I could tell.
Why were you worried? Dessert. Because of everything else I've said.
Dessert's my favourite course.
Is it?
And, you know, I know that you can't eat a lot of desserts. I was worried that we were going down a more savoury route for the dessert and then I was going to have to cry.
I would never eat, like, cheese for dessert or anything like that.
Yeah, stupid, isn't it?
I love it.
I don't... I mean, it's just a main course.
Yep.
It's not a main course, is it? Have a bit of cheese for a main course.
Well, I don't know. Mm. I had mainly cheese for lunch. And a cracker.
And mushy peas, of course.
And mushy peas.
Yeah, mainly cheese and a
cracker. Dead to dream.
And I'll read your order back to you now.
Oh,
how
dear.
You feel about it?
I mean... It's mad.
It's disgusting.
Gets more normal.
Oh, bear in mind, this is all going to be put in a bowl and mixed up.
Yes, in a bowl, but do not look at what's in.
No, keep your eyes off it.
Eyes off my bowl.
Filtered still water.
Mm.
Poppadoms.
Can I get lemon in my water?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you want me to filter the lemon?
Not tonight.
Poppadoms. Saag paneer as your starter. Main course. Here we go. Just the Sunday roast sides. No meat. So you want peas, sprouts, red cabbage, apple, melanger or whatever it was. Courgette, gravy. Gluten-free gravy. Side dish. The outsides of roast potatoes. None of that, whatever you said earlier.
Fluffy stuff inside.
Fluffy stuff inside.
Potato.
Fluffy middle.
Potato. A rich red wine to drink.
Yeah.
And your dessert, you would like... well, you did say gluten-free brownie, and then it changed to a coconut and chocolate cake.
Ed said that.
Nut cake.
Yeah, so, but I thought I was trying to incorporate all the things. But
thank you.
Would you like a gluten-free brownie, though?
At Cafe Gratitude.
But at Cafe Gratitude with...
Yeah. With Silverstone smiling at you.
Yeah. Honestly, I know I sound like a horrible woman, but it sounds delicious.
Well, that's what it should do to you.
It's exactly... Yeah. And... It's exact, like, everyone who knows me, oh my God, will know that's...
That is what you would like.
The main course is fucking crazy.
The main course is absolutely bananas.
It's not.
The main course on the side is... it is.
The only comparable menu was Lou Sanders.
Yes, Lou cooks well. She makes so much brown mush, and she always apologises. She's
brown
vegan.
Mush.
It lentils, Swedes, everything mushed together. And she always apologises, and it tastes like heaven to me, but I know I'm the only one who likes it other than her.
She made a vegan pizza once when we were over at her flat, and it tasted like tomato cake.
Yep.
It might have been. That might be the vegan... Yeah.
It was rubbish.
I would definitely like it.
Yeah, yes, I think you would. Yeah.
And so now you've finished your meal, you can go into the living room.
Thank you.
Play with the cats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Take credit for some other people's farts.
Yeah, your family are going to be in the living room. They're all farting like good ones.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, horrible to drag them as well.
So in your family, you've made whoever smelt it, dealt it, an actual thing.
Whoever didn't deal it, dealt it.
Smeal it.
Whoever didn't deal it, steals it.
Yes. Whoever didn't... I don't know why I said smeal it. That's not...
You were helping him. He got there because of you.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point. I'll take the assist on that one.
Yep, absolutely. But between you and me, I wasn't listening to Ed.
Fair enough.
I was thinking of my own version in my head, completely blocked it out. As far as I was concerned, he could have said it the exact same thing before me. Yeah, I didn't know what...
That happens a lot. If you listen back to the podcast, quite often I'll say something and then 1 minute later, James will say exactly the same thing.
Yep. Typical white man.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Would you eat that meal with me?
No.
I would. I would eat
it. Do you know what, actually?
I would totally eat it with you.
Here's the one thing I would eat, weirdly, is I'd want to try the potatoes.
Yeah, the outside of the roast potatoes I'm on board with. Because my favourite roast potatoes are the ones where they're chopped slightly too small and there's no fluffy bit in the middle.
Yeah, it's just the crisp.
Just the crisp.
So I would like to try that one by the side. And
the mélange sounds nice.
Actually, so here's the thing now, because I'm thinking, I'm just an absolute hypocrite because the stuff I would like to eat is the crazy stuff that we said, but because you describing your mum's cooking sounded really good, the way she cooks all those vegetables, I would like to try all that, and I'd like to try those potatoes just the sides, and I'm not bothered about the normal stuff either side of it.
Because it's just chicken, you had chicken before.
Yeah, your starter and your dessert, like, aren't as enticing to me. I'm more curious to try. When else am I going to be able to try your mother's cooking? That sounds delicious.
You're welcome
also,
anytime.
This potato thing. So I'm there, I'm sitting here saying, oh, I'm a psychopath, but actually, those middle ones are my favourite ones.
Yeah.
I feel like I've converted you to the dark side.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The dark side of the aubergine.
One tin of mushy peas, please.
I can't believe mushy peas weren't on my menu.
Well, you...
Peas were.
Well, amuse bouche.
I think we'd love to come to your mum's house and try the mélange, and to let her know that, I'm going to text her the aubergine emoji right now.
Yeah.
Definitely do that, but leave straight after you eat it.
Yeah, yeah.
If I just stay over, you're going to be claiming a lot of credit.
Oh, my God. He'll be texting me though. He's been fine. I'll be saying that was me.
Thanks so much, Amy.
Thanks for having me.
And there we have it.
Wow.
The odd off-menu meal of Amy Hoggart.
Odd, but she won us round in the end. I mean,
she did. Those crispy potatoes sound good, man.
Yeah, I've got to admit it. At the end of the day, I can stand around and be like, ha, ha, ha. But
you would eat it.
They're the ones. That's the stuff I wanted to eat.
Yeah, there we are.
I wanted to eat the veg. I wanted to eat the potatoes.
And most importantly, she got through the whole meal because she didn't say bitter melon.
She didn't say bitter melon. She didn't say bit of melon.
No.
It went very well.
It didn't come up, even though she was at the meal last night. So, there was a high chance she could have mentioned it.
The meal last night came up.
Yeah.
She could have been like, I tell you what, I loved at that.
Yeah.
Which I'd like to chuck into this.
We skirted very close there, but she did not say the secret ingredient. If you like the cut of Amy's jib, she's got lots of stuff available for you to watch. Mm. If you're in America, her new show, It's Personal with Amy Hoggart, is out now on True TV. Also, get on YouTube, look at her correspondent pieces for Full Frontal. They are excellent and very, very funny. And also, if you like me as well, why not check out Almost Royal, which is 2 seasons. It's very silly. We're very happy with it.
I love it.
James loves it. He's watched it.
I love it. I watched it. Sue me.
I don't want to see you. I'm happy you watched it.
Oh, thank you very much. This was a great episode, especially if you're a poppadom head or...
Yeah, or a side woman.
Yeah, side dish woman.
A side woman's a lady you have an affair with, right?
Yes, yeah. Amy is not that.
Side dish, fine. Uh-huh. But not if you're referring to a woman as a side dish.
Yes.
Strictly speaking, food-wise.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to carry on having a lovely time in New York, aren't we? Interviewing more people.
We are. I want Italian food tonight, James.
Benito looks, he's raised his eyebrows, he's nodding his head.
Benito's very hungry.
Yeah. He's got an Italian name, so they'll all like him there.
I'm also slightly concerned because I think you're very tired right now, James.
Yes.
And I want to go somewhere close to the hotel so you can then pass out.
I can rest my little head.
Yeah.
Yes, probably.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Probably.
Huh?
Pop-a-dom.
Is that what they say? Say probably.
Probably.
They'll say probably? And listen back to
hopefully
it later.
Hopefully you'll cut this off a lot probably. Earlier than this.
Oh, it'd be insane if he carried it on going for this long.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much for listening to the Off Menu podcast. We will be back very soon with a new special guest and a new lovely menu.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble. Gobble yourself off.
Ever ever wondered about the world's greatest mysteries? Who built the pyramids? Where is Bigfoot?
I'm over here.
Is time travel possible? From invisibility to whether aliens are living amongst us. It's Microscope, the improvised comedy show from the award-winning John Kearns and me, Matt Ewins, an all-round nice guy.
Where's it available?
I'll tell ya! iTunes, Spotify, Acast, and all the other places you get podcasts from. It's Microscope!
Hello, it's Rob Orton here. Now, I've got a podcast called the Rob Orton Daily Podcast. It's a short poem or story or a musing on a particular subject every single day. What if you commissioned Picasso to paint your house and he just painted it white? Would you be annoyed? Wouldn't it be good if you could pour Miracle-Gro onto other things, such as pizzas? Have you ever thought about what a beach might be like if it was made from digestive biscuits? Have you ever tried to cry about something you're not thinking about? If you would like to listen to a daily podcast that includes subjects I've mentioned there, then please listen to the Rob Orton Daily Podcast.